Khana get everybody. Okay, so
Shkarch,
of course, to Jeff Weinberg and Chevron Meridian, and also to the Parnas Hayom, to Chaim and Daniela Weider, who are sponsoring the Shir Le'udin Lishmas, Sarit Martin, Sar Yuta, Basir Fry, Menachem Mendel, and Dina, and Shom Shavan Aliyah. She's a wonderful young lady. They grew up playing with our children on the block. And Hashem brought her, took her back 16 years ago. Family Shehem Nechama, Hashem Shehem Aliyah. Okay. We're on page Reis Samach Vav, in the old edition. Reis Samach Dalet in the other edition, where it says, B'lekutim Aran Tinyan. This parak is like a small bracket or paragraph reminding us that during our avoda of his bodas, when we're in the part of mishpat, when we set up that little bezdin inside of our heads and our hearts to judge ourselves and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about those things in life that we're not so proud of, that we have to be very careful that we shouldn't slip into a place of atzmus, of sadness. We've discussed this many, many times over the years in many contexts, that the tzaddikim say, the koskon, the tzaddikim say, there's nothing as great as a tzibrochen heart, as a broken heart. But that's not the same as chalila, a person who's depressed, who's sad. And even though there is an inyan in this form, which I mentioned, of a little bit of a tam of marashchayr when it comes to doing tshuva, not even marashchayr, a little bit of a tam of a gentle, sensitive type of an atzvus, but not chas v'shalom depression. Nothing that would need medication. Nothing chas v'shalom extreme. But it's very hard, of course, to balance these things. When a person is talking about mistakes that he's made, so it's very easy to go into that place of atzvus. So this parak is just a reminder that we have to stay on track in his hisbodas, and not to chalila, not to fall into that place of marashchayra, of asmus, of filling oneself with guilt and misery that's going to prevent the person from moving forward and from doing tshuva and from continuing on and developing his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. You have to be careful. So Lekutim Aran Tinyan, in Lekutim Aran Tinyan, in Torah Ches, which I spoke about this, John, got it?
No, yeah, but we're getting it.
In Tinyan Ches, it's a very, very, very deep Torah there, and a long Torah, which we've spoken about over the years in different times. So Mevoi Rabbeinu is a hevdel ben ha-mochiach ha-hogun u-mochiach she'eno hogun. It'll be every teacher and every parent has to learn Tinyan Ches inside out. There, Rabbi Nachman is talking about giving teichecha, to admonish, to rebuke, to give musa, to tell off, however you want to say it. There are all different nice ways of putting it. But the kid usually knows exactly what's going on. You're upset with me. You have something to say about me that, or between a husband and wife, also. Teacher, students, between friends, how to give teichecha. So there, Rabbi Nachman talks about the Gemara that tells us that even by Rabbi Kiva, in that time Rabbi Kiva, he already said that people don't know how to give proper teichecha. They don't know how to give proper musa one to the other. So this is not a new problem. The tachlis of teichecha is to help the person, to help the person change. The tachlis of teichecha is not to hurt the person, but to take the person further away. And that's very, very obvious. That Hashem gave a mitzvah, hecheach techiach, leisisa lavchei. Hashem gave such a mitzvah. And when do we hear such a thing to say that this mitzvah, I mean, sometimes we can't keep it, a lot of mitzvahs we can't keep because we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. You're not a kohen, you can't do. I mean, there are mitzvahs we can't do. We understand, but why can't we give Musa one to the other? We see that it oftentimes doesn't go. So that's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. And he's explaining the difference between Ben HaMechiach HaHogun and Mechiach HaEno HaHogun. Rabbi Nachman is explaining the difference between a proper, effective Mechiach and a Mechiach who is Eno HaHogun, who is not the right man or the right woman for the job of giving Teichacha. HaMechiach HaHogun Noisein Umoisiv Reach Toiv B'Nishmas Adam. A mochiach hogun, the sign of a mochiach hogun, of a good mochiach. I'm not going to have to translate each time mochiach. The sign of a mochiach who's doing the right thing, who's effective, is that after he gives or she gives the teichacha, again, for lack of a better word, just save time, the musa, after giving that teichacha, the person who receives it, who hears it, has a better reach than he had or she had before the musa. There's a reach tov. In other words, that the person is inspired, uplifted, and determined to be better. So there's a better smell. There's a reach tov. Mosif noisna mosif reach tov benishma sa'odam sha'isahu mechiach. The neshama of the person who is receiving the teichacha smells better. It's upgraded. Smells better. Umakabel is a teichacha yachad im hischaspus. And the reason for that is not just a lot depends on the personality of the mochiach, but the teichacha is always given with the right intention, obviously, and also with hischaspus. Not just a critique, but it comes with his chaspis to give the person a chizik, eitzes and chizik and so on, and to talk to the person about his or her nekudas tovus, and to very cleverly, again, it's very hard to do, but very cleverly to enclose this injection, this drop, this dosage of teicha. An entire package of hischaskus, mesikus, b'chula. And when that's done properly, then the result will be what Hashem wanted in the Torah, that the person will have a better smell. There'll be a reach tov, a ruach tova, and a reach tov that person will have as a result of this musa, this teicha. And the person walks away from that conversation in emuna v'tikva, with faith, belief, and tikva and hope. Sheyuchel ishtanus. He walks away with the feeling, I can do this. I can change. In emuna b'tov, with emuna b'tov, with faith in tov and what's good inside of himself, and how this is something that he can do. And he wants to do, and he feels Brachman Shal Hashem is Brach Shehi Ein Sof. Not only is he not angry or insulted, but he feels that there's a gewaltige Brachmanis that Hashem has sent that person to me, and Hashem has tremendous love for me that He's given me this. He's given me this opportunity, and He's enlightened me that I, through this good person, this friend, or this Rebbe, or this whatever. To change. The one who receives this teicha feels more than ever before Hashem's love. More than ever before, he feels Hashem's love. That's in the rare case of a mochiach hagun, a mochiach hagun. Masha'en kein ha-mochiach she'eno hagun. But that's not with the emochiach who is enohogun, who is not ready for the job. Emochiach is enohogun. Mashpila sa'odam. person feels hashpala, he feels degraded, he feels hurt and insulted. Listen, sometimes it's impossible to predict. You could be the best mochiach in the world, and the receiver is something that's not receiving it right. So that's obvious. But barring any extreme problem with a mochiach hogun, the person feels better than he ever did before. More capable, stronger, and better than before. But with a mochiach she'eino hogun, mashpilas adam. There are many stories like this, especially from the early days of the Talmidei Baal Shem. I'm sure that you know some of them, where the Rabbi Elimelech came to some place, you know, disguised as a they didn't know who he was. And there was a Magid that was saying, it happened to Baal Shem Tov himself, a Magid, you know, the Magidim used to travel around and giving Musa. And there was a Magid who was very critical of the Tzibur, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you know, stopped it in the middle. And so there are many stories like this. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh at that time of this Aris, of the Ur, of that revelation, the Gilu, the Ur Baal Shem, there was a lot of that negativity in the drushes and the Musa that was being given. And the Baal Shem's entire muhus was to be machiach hogun, was to bring people high, to feel better. So that's what those Magidim intended also, they should become better. But it was not done with this kind of teichicha. It was unsuccessful to a large extent. So the mechiach that's eino hogan is mashpilas of them. He makes the person feel love. B'shoyver es rucho, he breaks his spirit. Instead of strengthening the spirit of the person who's receiving it, the person is broken by hearing the Musa. Humachnis b'dayto shu ha-gerua shebrua. And the message that he's getting from this Musa is that I'm the worst person in the world. I'm the lowest and worst person in the world. That's the message that he's getting. Until the person just gives up from himself. He doesn't have any hope of change. So not only does the Musa not, or the Teichach, not only does it not bring this person around to improving his life, but just the opposite. The Mechiach Shein HaHogun convinces the person that he's taka worthless, and he just throws in the towel, just gives up. Atshu Mesiyayish Me'atzma. Is Messiah altogether. Who machlish es nishmaso, bereach ra, kaloshin rabbeinu. Bereach ra, bereach ra. Here Rabbi Nachman gives the mashal that if you have something that smells bad, it's spoiled. When you leave it sitting, it already has a bad smell. But the worst thing you could do is to start shaking it around. Then the smell becomes unbearable. So Rabbi Nachman said that when you have a person who has a bad smell because of a virus, whatever, and you have a mechiach she'eino hogun, the wrong person for the job comes and starts draying with him and tries to shake him, you know, some fiery darshan gets up and some preacher or some lady minister or something gets up and starts screaming and yelling all kinds of negative things. This is because of your sheitel that your house burned down, you know, this kind of stuff. So then Rabbi Nachman said that not only does there not a reach toy, but you took the reach ra, it smelled bad, and you moved it around a little bit, so that person becomes much worse. The smell becomes much worse. You didn't help, it made it much worse. That's the mashal that he gives there. Humachlus es nishmaso, b'reach ra, kaloshma abeinu. The reach ra. The person hates his own smell. He can't stand the way that he smells himself. And mimela, he behaves in a way that causes other people also to feel uncomfortable with the way that he smells and the way that he lives, the way that he behaves. And then it just is a cycle. It gets worse and worse. Now, in Likutei Halachos, Rebbe Nosson, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in a few places, Rebbe Nosson talks about this. This Torah, it's a very big Torah. And over there, it's kedai to learn inside. But over there, Rebbe Nosson takes this to another level. This teaching of Rebbe Nachman, Rebbe Nosson takes to another level. Marino Rav Nosson, Moisif HaKaisev, he adds, Shagam HaAdam Atzmai, Olo Lios Mochiach She'enu Hagu. So Rebbe Nosson takes Rebbe Nachman's Torah to another level and says, this is not only between Reuven and Shimon. When Reuven is giving Shimon Musa, or when Rachel is giving Leah Musa, but this is also when the person is giving himself Musa. He's rebuking himself. He's critiquing himself, which mishpat of course means a cheshbon hanefesh. That's what we're talking about. That a person does have to be honest and does have to speak to Hashem about mistakes and faults. But Rabbi Nosson there explains that this could become something which is unhealthy and extreme, because many of us are mochichim she'enam hagunim. Not just when it comes to friends or congregants or students or a spouse, but with ourselves as well. And then we move things around in a certain way, we end up smelling worse. That doesn't mean to be oblivious to one's faults. We're talking about being honest, but it has to be in a way that's proper and that's productive, not in a way that's where the person is miyayish is asum. He's miyayish is asum. It's a teva of many people that they see this as being something which is cheshbon nefesh, something which is very, very, very proper, and something that Hashem wants them to do. And they've heard about it. They've heard about cheshbon nefesh, and it's a very religious thing to do, especially when it comes to Yom Nirayim. And they don't become better. You'd think that with all of that, they would get better. And many, many times, like Rabbi Nachman is saying, it becomes even worse. It's an interesting thing. This is a long talk. It's not for now. Well, it really is because it's the parasha now. But if you think how Yosef HaTzadik on his madrega, we're not able to measure Yosef HaTzadik. But when you look in Chumash, I mean, there are things that Yosef HaTzadik definitely could have regretted that he did, and could have been very upset about that landed him in a hole and then in jail, until things took a turn in a better direction. And even when they took a turn in a better direction, Sof, what's he doing over there in Mitzrayim? There are things he could have been upset about, like, why did I say that about my dreams? Like, what was I thinking? You know, okay, so Mefarshim say that he could be Kaivish Nevuah, Vitzpataris Nevuah. I'm not going into all the Digdukim and Diukim, but there were things that he could have been upset with himself about. And he could have fallen into that very common mahalach of, if only I would have, I could have, I should have, why did I? We don't see that Yosef HaTzadik has such a hanhaga. The brothers, they say, have a lashem manachnu. Ischan lo, we didn't, this is, now we're in trouble because we didn't listen to him and our brother, and he was crying. But you see, Yosef HaTzadik doesn't have, there's no inyan here of him beating himself up about what. Also, his father only told him to go to Shechem, right? To look for his brother. He didn't tell him to go to Dais. So what's he doing? And what was I thinking? This Yosef HaTzadik was a very smart person, but he didn't read his brothers right, and he was good, and he didn't even go with his father. Told him that to go there and to come back, and he didn't. He went right there, and he got in trouble. So you'd think that his whole life he'd be crying, I can't believe I, how come I listened to my father, and how come I told what was I thinking when I saw with the halaymis? I knew that my brothers that it would be a difficult for them, and then it would bring a kinna. And you'd think that he'd be walking around pulling his hair out. I can't believe I botched this up so badly. But he didn't. We don't see in Chumash. We don't see such a thing. So That doesn't mean that Yosef was not an introspective person. If there was, and the Torah didn't write about it, obviously the Torah, for whatever reason, or that we could try to understand, but the Torah doesn't share any of that. If Yosef felt that way, we don't see it. All we see is that Hashem Itai, and he was no Ish Matzliach. That he had Gevaldig Hatzlach, we don't see. People who are very, very depressed, or Reitzabrochen, they're not Matzlichim. Doesn't sound like Yosef was a person that was struggling with this, with regret and remorse. Doesn't sound like it. And it's not possible for us to think that he was somebody that didn't care. If on his Madrega there were things that could have been different, it's not. We can't say that he didn't care. It was Yosef HaTzadik. The whole mahaluch of I could have, I should have, I would have, as opposed to living in Mikan Ulahaba in a healthy way, and when the time comes, as we're going to learn in a minute, spending a specific short time on guilt and remorse. So this inyan is a very, 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 very big part of the whole mahalach of tshuva in the Derech HaBaal Shem. What Rabbi Nosson is talking about is that can say alo lios mechiach she'eino hagen, that with oneself a person can be a mechiach she'eino hagen. Yes, you do need, we need to be mechiach ourselves, but it has to be done in a healthy and effective way so that you become better. Not that you throw in the towel, or not that you give up. That's not the tachlis of giving oneself musar either, of chazering over the mistakes and ad kidei kach tiksam lo yitzlach. There's no tachlis. At least at that point in one's life, it could be later on, and one certainly should learn from one's mistakes of the past. That's of course, but not to bury yourself in the past or in mistakes, because that's not the tachlis. Hashem diba toiva al Yisrael. That's why I've mentioned many times over the years, and surely you see this for Blabla Egus Husma, he says this, the way he says it. Anybody that's ever learned Blabla Egus Svarim, you see the Mesikus. So Blabla Egus, sometimes he'll be talking about a hard pasuk in Chumash, like it's, you know, like it looks like Hashem is upset, there's a punishment, something, it's pretty, you know, hard pasuk. And Rav Leibler will say things like, of course, Hashem's intention is never, ever, ever to hurt or to scare a Jew. And we have to try to understand what's Hashem's book telling us in this. Because all Hashem wants to do is to be makar of us. He wants to be makar of us. There's no such thing that Hashem is punishing, l'shem punishing a person. And if there is din, the dinim ought to bring the person closer, not to send the person away. Hashem so doesn't want anybody to go away from him. He wants that we should come closer. But you see that with a lot of the teicha that's being given, not just at the time of the Baal Shem Tov, but now also, that it doesn't bring people closer. It sends them further away. You have to have a big schus that you should have a teacher, a rabbi, or a parent that's a mechiach hagun, and even with oneself, to be mechiach hagun. Who mechiach hamiyasi v'satzim u'mavish v'ach neshama shalom. But the person causes his own neshama to have a worse smell than it, meaning himself, not the shah, but he has now a worse smell than before. Before he was missing tefillin once or twice a week. Now that he's finished with it, now he's disgusted with himself, he doesn't put on tefillin at all. So what did Hashem Yisrael gain from that? And what did the person gain from that? Was memaris hanefesh, he embitters himself, his soul, till he feels complete yeush, he feels despair. And here he brings from Rabbi Nachman that I mentioned a minute ago. Rabbi Madam is Eladovish Yeshlo Reach Shainatov, calls Manshinim is Isna, so hey Magishna Rechra, you have something that has a bad smell. As long as you don't move it, you don't smell it so much. When you start moving it around, then you know, Ma'urin Hareach. Ra, then you ma'ur the reach ra. So you could have a person, and I always daven that I shouldn't be that person. I always feel regret and remorse over the uncountable, unknowable times that I've done that, because I have to speak always to a zebra of people. And, you know, you might think that you said some shiur and you said something and you gave a chizuk and you're doing something to help promote HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and in, that, and in the Olam's life. And you're feeling a little bit, you know, good. You feel good that you did something, you accomplished something with your life. And it could be that you left behind a couple of dead people and you walk out of the room. I always worry about that. How many times, like, yes, my wife, how many times, like it'll happen that, you know, over the years that some will say to me, you know, I was hurt by what you said, and I have to try to explain that, because that's not what I meant, and I certainly didn't mean to hurt the person, but it came in such a way, or the person heard it in that way, or I said it in too strong a way, whatever. And then I usually, like, if those things happen, I'll say to my wife, like, I really just want to work in a Svarim store. I you know, I love Svarim, and they don't get insulted. I could just, like, show people nice Svarim, and you know, I put them in a bag or something. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. People get hurt, and that's, you don't want to hurt people. The Haltachlis is that you talk to Chevra, they should want to be better, and they see themselves as being better, and they want to improve. And then you find out that you messed up with something, you messed up with somebody, and you're not such a Mechia Chogim like you thought, and it hurts. You know, because then you see, you know, you thought you, wow, this was such a moving talk. Next time you hear a rabbi screaming or some rabbis and yelling stuff that's killing the people, you can tell them I was very moved by your Torah. But then show them inside Techecha, show them inside the Torah from Rabbi Nachum and Ches. Yes, I was very moved. I smelled bad before, but now I stink. Shkayach. You really moved me. I want to thank you for moving me. I was so moved by the talk you gave. Shomion, you could use this, no? I was so moved by the talk that you gave. It was very moving to me. The things that I didn't know, I thought that I was bad, but you uncovered things in me that I never knew that I was so bad. And now I found out new things about myself that I'm bad with. I really never thought I was so bad. I thought I was bad. But you moved me to such a degree that now I realize how horrible I am. I want to thank you for that, because of you, and I'm done. I heard from Adam Godla, Pemson Adam Godla, I want to say his name. I heard from his own mouth that when he was much younger, he was in yeshiva. He was a rabbi in yeshiva. It's an Adam Godla. And he said this barab. I mean, I was sitting, there was a shul shudas, it was a whole chav, and he was saying this. And he said that there was a bachur from the yeshiva that he saw someplace, that the Rebbe was walking someplace, it wasn't school time. And he saw that he had a small yarmulke, and that somehow, like, he took his chuppat, and he took his hair, was big. It was, the yarmulke was smaller, and the hair was bigger, you understand? And it wasn't yeshiva, somehow. So he said that he saw the boy, and he went over to the bach and he said, "Shalom, how are you?" And he said, like the way that Ochichim sometimes say, "Ah, see, the yarmulke is a little bit hard to see, you know, something like that," in a good-natured way, and a lot of hair, smaller yarmulke than yeshiva. And this, I heard this Adam Godla say, that was the beginning of the downfall of this bach. And the Bacher, many years, said to me to my face, "That was cynical the way you said it to me. And it hurt me in a very deep way. And you could have either made believe you didn't see me, or could have just spoken to me about something else or at a different time." And he said, "I want to thank you for," you know, the Bacher told me. And when Adam Godel was saying this over, he was crying. And he apologized, of course, 1,000 times. And the Bacher said, "Now you apologize, because I told you." How many, like the Bacher said, how many other guys did you do that to in your career? You didn't hold back. And the person said this publicly. It's a big thing for him to do that. And he said that it caused him to make, like, a big change in his whole mahalach of him. Not just how to talk to guys, but how to look at the guys. He's a sensitive boy. And then and don't think he wasn't an Adam Godel at that time. He was already an Adam Godel. It's just that, you know, he thought that the guy could take it, but, you know, give a little bit. And another guy could. And may he could. So the time is, so how come did you ever take the time to even understand? Did you know who I am, Bechlau? You gave such a heart. May you let loose. So he could also say, well, maybe that boy has problems. Why did he take it so much to heart? What's the big deal? You have a lot of hair and a little yarmulke. Why did he take it so much to heart? Okay, in the Bezna Shomhal, they talk about this stuff. You know? But it's a bad spot to be in when it happens to you. From both sides, it's a bad place to be in when that happens to you. So you could say, the boy should have gotten over it. So say that. And do we know? And when you're sitting in front of a class, do you know what that bacher is going through in his life? How do you know that he doesn't have a father who's God forbid, some kind of a big balmusser? How do you know? I don't know. Could be his girlfriend ditched him that day. Who knows what the guy's going through? We never know. And when you're standing up in front of a tzi when you're talking, you know, who, what, where? And you might think, oh, so when you're talking to your wife, her you really know. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you're talking to your kid. It's my kid. I own him. I have bailus over this kid. I know my kid. He could take this. History has proven otherwise billions of times that we get it wrong. And you thought you're the biggest mechiah hogan in the world. I'm embarrassed because I'm saying this in front of my daughter. I never had to give Suri any musa. I never gave Suri. She never needed any musa.
You didn't give it.
She said, I missed it. I told you, serious. I told many times in public. I told you, serious, right? That when Yosef Tzadik was struggling with the whole Maisa, so he saw his father's image in the window. So Suri said that when she was married, so there was a certain, not like that, some kind of thing that she couldn't decide it was the right thing, the wrong thing to do. So she remembered what Rashi says. So she tried to think of her father, right?
Yeah.
She tried to think of her father's image in the window. And then she told me it didn't work. So you remember I told you? You should have thought of Zaidi. That would have, you would have thought of Zaidi for sure, it would have worked. The daven so hard not to be mechiach she'eino hogan. It's not just the teacher. It's not just the. But here, Rabbi Nasa is talking about with oneself, with the tachlis with oneself. That's trickier than anything, right? That's the hardest thing in the world, with yourself. Because you could start thinking I'm a shaker and I'm dishonest. I'm hiding. You know, you have all these like holy things to make it look like that's the right thing to say. Well, the right thing to be focused on right now in life. But you see so many chevra walking around, young people that are totally tzavrach. It's not just when people did that to them, they're doing it to themselves too. I mean, it could be they got it from somebody, but there's plenty that they're doing to themselves, not just from other places. There's a lot of bad stuff we do to ourselves. We kill ourselves. Sometimes we're much harder on ourselves than any bal musar. When I say bal musar, I'm not talking about tzaddikim, but you understand, I use only the someone that's using the wrong way. I don't mean chas v'shalom. Sadiq. So that's what I've nothing to say. Mizeh Loshen Rav Nosson. So on the bottom of the page, at least in this edition, he brings the Loshen of Rav Nosson. Val Kain, Ein Misha Yuchel Loichiach Loyas Atzma Mikol Shekin Achem. He said, we already see this in the time of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, that really nobody knows how to give proper Toichicha Loyas Atzma Mikol Shekin Achem, not for himself and certainly not for others. Kim Kshikash Atzma, so what then how can you? Is it possible? So he says, Rav Nosson says, Kim Kshikash Atzma Lit Sadike Hadar Ha'amitim. He says, first you have to try to bind yourself in a powerful, strong way to the true tzaddikim of the generations, the tzaddikim Ha'amitim. Right? Kshikash Atzma Lit Sadike Hadar Ha'amitim. Shame Bibchinis Moshe. Because Moshe is the Moshe is the model of Mochiach Hogun. So the tzaddik, the true tzaddikim of the generation are the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the generation, the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyin, right? That surah of a Mochiach. Shechoyim Mochiach b'kol ha-techecha shal Moshe, shay dizeh moisifim v'nois n'reach toiv v'nishamas. That with this teichecha, which is the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're mekusha to the tzaddik of the generation, so you're able to learn this mahalach, and you're able to connect to this mahalach, akdekach, that kuleha, you could give over such a way that you could be a machiach hogun. There were tzaddikim that spoke very strongly. The Rebbe Baruch Mezhbetzer used to give the stories we have from Baruch Mezhbetzer, the things that he said. I'm sure you know some of the ma'asim, the way he spoke, the toldos Yaakov Yosef, stuck to a tzaddikim. People think that everybody was like the Rebbe of Zushi or the Kedushas Levi. And by the way, there's some very strong words that we have in Kedushas Levi too. But when you heard it from Kedushas Levi, it's like when the Alter Rebbe, you know the story of the Alter Rebbe, was he'd lain though, he was the Balkari. So you know the Maaseh, right? With the Toichicha. So the Baal Tani was the Balkari every Shabbos, and one Shabbos he had to be away. So the Mittler Rebbe, I think his son was a boy, and there was another, the Rebbe, his father wasn't there. So there was some Balkari that went up and blamed, it was the Pasha, the Toicha. It was the Toicha. And this other Balkari blamed very beautifully. And they hear the Mittler Rebbe, the little boy, is crying, it's going, Gaval, Gaval. And they asked him, he said, how could I not cry? You hear these, what he's saying, these terrible things in the parasha. It's terrible, terrible. So they said, but we never heard you cry before. He says, well, my father lains the Teicha, all I hear are brachas. All I hear is when my father lains the parasha, I only hear the encouragement and the ischaskas. That's when my father lains the parasha. It's how it's said and how it's heard. Again, there could be a mistake, and the person could, just not able to receive. But even then, so he says that a true mochiach is the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaydeze, Moshe from v'nois n'veach toiv v'neshamos. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a reach toiv v'neshamos. When Aaron HaKohen would be with a reach toiv, the person walked away feeling better. He walked away feeling I could do this. I want to do this. He feels good about it and wants to change. That doesn't mean he doesn't feel a little bit tzabrachin, the tzabrachin type, but it's not depressed and misyayish, a little bit broken, but with his chaskas and a reach tov comes out with a reach tov. Misif and lesem reach tov in the shomus. The beginning is hashir shel chesed, azam lekai ba'idi. Shetzar ha'adam limtzai ba'atzmai is a schus nekudatayim. Because the true tzaddik knows how to look at a person and to see the good in the person. You see, a mochiach hogun, when he's going to give teichacha, the teicha, he already sees in this person all of the teif, even the teif hagonus, even the teif that other people don't see. He sees this person. In other words, the tzaddik looks at the other Jews. He sees the greatness of that Jew. He sees the holiness of that person. He sees all that person could be. He sees the Yosef that's in jail, you know. He sees all that good stuff. So with all of the Nekudas Tovus that he sees, and he usually talks about some of the Nekudas Tovus, so then in all of that, in that ocean, in the tidal wave of positive, of Tov, of Nekudas Tovus, of Azamra, there's a Nekuda, there's a little dropper with some poison that goes. Of the Toich, of the Musa. But it becomes all part of that mix of Toiv. And he sees himself as being an Ish Tov, an Isha Toiv, and the Kudus Toivus are emphasized as long as the Tzad. Nobody else saw it. Nobody else sees the Toiv in this person. That's why you see that the Tzaddikim were able to bring out from the biggest Rishayim. They were able to bring out with a word. Or sometimes not even with a word, just looking. They're able to bring out all of the Toiv in that person. And certainly when it comes to saying something with the tzaddikim that was so makbid with the diburim, and even those that they use strong words, like I mentioned before, they spoke very strong, but they saw the person for all the good, and they saw the tzidkus and all the nekudas tovus. And it doesn't work if you think you introduce the musa you're going to give by saying, by the way, I know you're a wonderful person, I just want to tell you something. They just start rolling their eyes when you already I have something I want to talk to you. Already rolling their eyes. Here it comes. Let me have it. It's who you are as a person. If you have an eye in Toiva, none of us would have a problem hearing from the Chofetz Chaim. It could cause us to feel tzibrachin. You know, Chofetz Chaim is giving you some musa and he's telling you what you need to change. But we wouldn't be messiahish. We wouldn't feel angry. We wouldn't feel depressed. We'd feel it's a good word. I want to be better. To mechia chog, to hear from a tzaddik, to hear a tzaddik amiti. Then it brings out azamr. It doesn't overlook the problems and overlook the faults, but it comes with such a way of azamr in the kudas times. Shetzar chadum limtza ba'atzma is a schus nekuda toiv, which the Rabbi Nachman talks about in Reish Pei and Azamra, not just seeing the good in other people, but seeing the good in oneself. Shai dezehu nichnas be'emes be'kav schutz. Because by seeing that, even if you don't communicate it, certainly good to communicate, but even if you don't communicate it, the person, like I spoke about earlier, Rosh Hashanah time and Kippur time, about might say chen be'ena, that when you look in the eyes of the tzaddik, you see your own chen. Might say chen be'enav. But Noach might say chen be'ena Hashem. When Noach would look in Hashem's eyes, Noach would see how beautiful Noach was. To find your chen in somebody else's eyes. And as that person looks at you and sees you as a great person, when you look in those person's eyes, you want to become better. It's not a matter of saying, by the way, I want you to know, I really think you're a very chashuva person. However, you don't see any chen in that person. You don't see your chen in that person's eyes. You see, whatever, something negative or something putting you down or something that he holds himself better than you, whatever the stuff is. But you don't see necessarily your chen. You don't see your chen. That's why generally, it's not a klal. In these inyonim, there's no klal. But generally, kids have a better time generally hearing something like that from a mother as opposed to a father. Generally, not always, but usually. Because with the mother, there's still that Messias Chain Neinea that is very strong. That there are mothers that can't see anything ra, a child at all. So the mother says something a little bit, Al-Derech Musa, the child can hear it in a good way. And the father would say the exact same Lashon. The father says the exact same words. And he says, I'll play you on a recorder. I said the exact same thing that your mother said last week. And you didn't get upset. And I played you. I said the exact same words. So, and you got all upset with me. You're not talking to me. It's the same nusach. Everything was the same. So how come it came out such a different result? That from the mother, the kid was fine and whatever. And think about it. Maybe not. And from the father. Because the child usually... Again, it's not a cloud. I can see in the mother's eyes that chen. Doesn't always see in the father's eyes that same sheer of chen. And therefore, a mother can get away with certain things that the father can't get away with. Again, not a cloud. But a mother in the mother's eyes, there's a certain chen. Matsasi chen be'inecha. So everybody's looking when you talk to somebody, a friend or somebody you married, your husband, your wife, or something, a parent, a kid with a parent, you're looking, matsasi chen be'inecha. You're looking to see, are you bachent in the eyes of the person you're talking to? And if you are, then you could hear Musa and very often the person doesn't have to even tell you anything. You just want to be better. When you're in the presence of somebody like that, you want to be better. It doesn't have to be all kinds of speeches. You want to be better. The person makes you feel better. Makes you feel that you could do better. And that's much trickier when it comes to oneself. When you look in the mirror, look in your own eyes, and how do you look at yourself? There's so many people nowadays that they walk around not just thinking, but they tell the therapist, I hear it from many people, how I hate myself. I hear this nowadays from 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old little kids. I hate myself. What could you have done? You hate yourself. Little kid, what did you do? Why do you hate yourself? These diburim are now, and the other way you see that everybody that, like I've spoken about the last few weeks, you know, that's what needs to be validated, and And if you say a word that's a little bit in disagreement, the person is destroyed by that. And you don't know why. What did I say that's so hurtful? Because people are very, very fragile, and they don't like themselves. People just don't like themselves. And there are many reasons for that, but people don't like themselves. And then when you confirm that, it hurts them a lot. So that's why you get these unexpected shyness coming from people. I don't know what did I say to you that was so bad? And what everybody has to, no matter, and now you see that what it is in the world, that no matter what a very person does, you have to say that's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. You can't even say it's not a very. I don't have to explain this, what's going on. You can't say, you just say this is not a very. The Torah says it's not allowed, there's no veir. You're the biggest rosh in the world. But it says in the Chumash. But you're a big baal aveiros. To say such a thing is the biggest aveir in the world. The people are so used to be, had in the old days, Navari, and the Torah would say, I'm taka rosh. I'm enjoying it. And if maybe I'll do tshuva one day, other. It used to be like the old time Rishayim, you know what I'm talking about? So Mechai talked to a person like that. He says, yeah, you're right. It's a big affair. It's the Rises, the Rabbanim. The 25 the Rises, 43 the Rabbanim. And I'm in big trouble. I hope to do tshuva one day. That's not how it goes nowadays. If you mention something that might be wrong to another person, you're the Russian. Not that he's the Russian. You're the Russian. How could you say that this is wrong? I don't know. God said it's wrong. God knows. You can't do that. You can't do that. Marek was telling me the other day, there was some guy someplace, you know, there's some law, someone told me it's in New York too, that you're allowed to steal up to $1,000. You heard about this?
You're not allowed to.
It's not a chetchila. But b'deavid, there's no punishment to that. They can't lock you up. So what's going on is this labor. And my wife told me they're closing down at this big chain of drugstores. I forgot what it's called. It's closing down. And they said they're losing millions and millions of dollars and no one's prosecuting anything. So my wife told me there was a case recently where there was a guy came in and he stole. And the Baal HaBos, the Chanvani, went after him. Good for him. He tackled the guy. And it happens that he wasn't white. And the owner of the store, the white guy, tackled the black guy. And there was a whole tumult that this is racism. And the owner is saying, what kind of racism? I didn't say anything about his color. I want to get my thing. He stole my store. I went to tackle him. That's what I used to be like a hero, you know, in the old days. No, now he's a Russian. And the whole country is making this guy into a Russian. You know what I'm talking? You heard this? Something like that. I don't know. Nice. And now the whole country said he's a Russian. The guy just went to get it. He stole from my store. I'm not allowed to go after you and get my thing back. But you see, there's such self-loathing, such self-hatred, especially in Chevra, that are very, very, very far from having a normal upbringing and so on. There's such a feeling of emptiness and loathing that anything, you say, I don't want to make you feel bad. You know, I'm not saying you're a ganav. I'm not saying you're a ganav. Just that something must have been wrong with you today. I don't mean anything was wrong with you today. I don't know how to say this exactly, but my thing is missing this in your hands. And you can get arrested for saying that. I said, you're saying that I took something, but you did. Yeah, but you're not telling me that. You know, you're saying I'm a bad person. You're saying that I'm a ganav. No, I didn't say you're a ganav. You said that I ganav it. I didn't say you ganav it. I just said the metzias is this. It's not in the gavri, it's in the chefza. That the chefza, which happens to be my chefza, is in your hands. It's not in the gavri, it's in the chefza. And for that, they can take the chenvani. They take him away in handcuffs. That he's a Russian Marusha. How can you tell this guy he has your chefza? But it's my chefza. No, this is the Supreme Court. It's going to have to hear this. It's going to have to go to the court. Akidekach, is there such self-loathing and such self-hatred? And that's why Timimichichas Atzmach is a very tricky thing. I will continue. In the meantime, be good to yourselves. But don't do any avarice. You have to be good.